Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf hey Baba Basra 105. Today's daf yomi deals with basically a contract or business arrangement where the second part of the phrase that's in discussion contradicts the first part that is stated. So, for example, our Mishnah, which starts on kuf dalet amud beis and goes to kuf hey amud alef, discusses a case where a person says, "Mida b'chevel ani mocher lecha, I'm selling you my field, and it's measured exactly by this rope." But then he continues and says, "Hein cheser, hein yeser, more or less." So which is it? Am I selling you exactly this amount, or am I selling you more or less this amount? So says our Mishnah, "Batel hein cheser, hein yeser, mi debechevel," that the second phrase, which says more or less, nullifies the first phrase, which says I'm selling you exactly this amount. And so to the reverse, if you say, "Hein cheser, hein yeser, I'm selling you more or less this amount, mi debechevel, as measured exactly by the rope," then the second phrase, "Batel mida b'chevel hein cheser hein yeser," the second phrase of "I'm selling you exactly by this amount," nullifies the first phrase. Divrei Ben Nanas. This is the opinion of Ben Nanas, who says that we follow the second phrase, that it contradicts when it contradicts the first phrase, and the second phrase is the one that is the controlling phrase. This position of Ben Nanas is not a universal position, and so the Gemara tells us that Chaverav, his friends, argue with Ben Nanas, and this is the position of the sages. And the sages say that where the second phrase is in contradiction to the first phrase, what we do is Hoich Achar Pachos Shabiloshonos. We follow the lesser of the two phrases. And what this means, as the Rashbam explains, is that since the seller is the one who is muchzak, he's the one who is considered to have this field in his possession, we follow the reading that diminishes the buyer's position. So whichever gives the buyer less, that's what we say he has bought at this point. And that is the position of the Chacham. So unlike Ben Nanas, who says we follow the second phrase, the latter of the phrases, the Chacham say we follow the phrase that gives the buyer less of the claim. And the Gemara cites as an example of this a dispute from a Mishnah in Bava Metzia 102a, and the dispute takes place in Sipori, where a person came and he said, he wanted to rent a bathhouse, and he said, "I'm renting this bathhouse for Shneim Asar Zehuvim Lashana. I'm renting this bathhouse for 12 gold coins for a year. Dinar Zav L'chodesh, one gold coin for each month." And so in those days, we know that there was leap years that could be added in the middle of the year if they felt they had to adjust the calendar. And so you wouldn't necessarily know at the beginning of the year if there would be a leap year. And so at this point, what happened was he had said, "I'm renting it to you for 12 gold coins for a year, a gold coin for a month." If we follow the first part of the phrase, then it is a gold coin for 12 gold coins for the entire year. And if we follow the second part of the phrase, since they added a leap year, and then the Jewish calendar, it means that you add one extra month, then it becomes that the person owes him 13 gold coins for the entire year. And so therefore, the Chachamim said in this case, unlike Ben Nanas, who presumably would have said we follow the last thing he said, which would be 13 gold coins for the entire year, the Gemara here cites the position of Rabbi Yossi, who says that under these circumstances, Yachloku, they split the payment for the last month. And Shmuel comes along and explains, no, what's the reason why they are splitting the payment for the last month in that case? That's only when the person came Be'emtza Chodesh, when the person raised his complaint to the court in the middle of the last month, in the middle of the 13th month. But if he came at the beginning of the month and issued his complaint, then we say that it's going to be all for the maskir, for the person who is renting, because he's the one who's considered to be muhsak, it's in his possession. And if he comes at the end of the month, then it would all be for the person who is renting, because he's already gone through the month, and so it's as though that the month was in already his possession, and the other person wants the money from him. So the poskim discuss what would be the law today, where we can't imagine that the court is going to make a leap year in the middle of the year. We're supposed to know the calendar, because the calendar is already fixed, and so we don't have the concern that we're going to add a month without us knowing it. But sometimes we have a different concern. People are renting their property according to the Jewish calendar, and they forget that that year is a leap year. And so let's say they say, I'm renting it to you for 1 year in accordance with the Jewish calendar, and they forgot that it's a leap year. So do we assume that they knew it and we're giving it to him for 13 months, the price for 12 months, or do we assume the opposite and we say, no, he only meant to rent it to you for 12 months. That's what he meant by a year. So this was a discussion amongst the poskim. And on the one hand, we might think that everybody should have known about this. And so since everybody should have known about the calendar, there's no surprises. But the Rif writes in his tshuva back in the year 1000 already, he writes that even if you forgot that there was an extra month, you can't make the claim. You can't make the claim that I only meant to rent it to you for 12 months. And what's the reason why we don't allow him to make that claim? So the Shol Meshiv says that this extra month is not really an extra month that's being added onto the calendar. Really, all this extra month is hashlama. It's a completion of the earlier month. So even though a person's saying, I only meant to rent you for 12 months, not 13 months, you're saying, no, this really is 12 months because really we're just adding on the extra month. And so therefore the renter will benefit. Another theory is, no, it's the reason why the renter benefits is because the person who owns the property should have known. It's his responsibility to know that this year is only, this year there's an extra month. And if he says, I'm renting it to you for a year, then it's his fault and he should have been aware of it, and therefore the renter benefits under those circumstances.